Welcome to the Life is Relationships podcast, where we share biblical truths about marriage, parenting, and discipleship. The desire of CTCI is to see individuals and families restored in their relationship to the Father and for them to be empowered to have thriving, godly relationships that impact the communities around them. Hey, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. We're going to do something a little different today. When we were getting ready to record this next set of podcasts, because just the way that we do things currently is that we record multiple things in a batch. I know that may be, you know, kind of revealing a little bit of how the sausage is made, for lack of better terminology, and it's a glimpse behind the curtain, but that's just how we do things currently, and we're looking to make changes to that in the future. But when we were getting ready to do this recording, we put up a video on Instagram, me and Seth Stradling, saying, hey, we want to hear from you. We want your questions so that we can answer you directly in what it is that that you want to hear. So I have Seth Stradling and Seth Williams. So this is going to be confusing with Seth and Seth.
Shalom, y'all.
But how are y'all doing?
We are good.
We're not confused.
Good.
I hope not.
And I'm just going to provide a little bit of context for the individual that sent this question, because there was only one person that sent in a question. We got zero other things. So you, the listener, if you want to hear your questions on this podcast, please send them in. You can send them in either to the CTCI Instagram, or the even easier way at this point is to send those questions into podcast@ctcilife.org. So I own that email address. I want to hear from you. We want to hear from you guys so that we can make this podcast even better, an even better resource for you guys.
Yeah, ask challenging questions, right, AJ?
Yeah. I mean, don't make me look dumb, but
I'm okay with it. I mean, I do that sometimes anyway.
But we want to provide you all with a resource of those that have been here know the impact that this place has had on their lives. Mm-hmm. And just because you're gone, we don't want you to feel like you're disconnected. So we want to maintain that relationship and that communication to be able to answer these kind of things. So there's a young adult that's still living at home with family. And they sent this question in. And the question is, when is the right time to leave a household if the household is quote-unquote worldly? Or should I stay and be a light? And so I'm just going to pitch that to you guys. What are your initial thoughts about this topic?
Initially, I'd say it's not a clear-cut question. There's several things going on here, sounds like. This is a young adult, possibly newer in faith and walking this faith journey out. And this person is trying to honor the family and honor the Lord, it shows the place of a heart that really wants to know what God wants to say. And I would say each situation is different. It's hard to grow when some of the same stuff you just came out of, you know, you're in that environment and there's temptations right there, day in, day out. That's tough. When you're trying to grow and come apart and be separate, it's tough to be in that environment. You know, Abraham was called out of his father's house to leave to a place that the Lord would show him. And I do feel like there's merit in saying, I want to go where the Lord has me going. And I think it's with that person to get counsel, but also to hear from the Lord and say, Lord, do you know how much I can take of this? And the Lord will provide a way out. It says in the Word, 1 Corinthians 10, I think verse 15, that no temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he'll provide a way out that you can stand up under it and overcome it, right? So that might be the Lord saying, hey, son or daughter, move out, move away. And so seek counsel. Hear from the Lord, but it's not a bad thing to remove yourself from that temptation. There is a time for that, you know? And so I would say, if it's something that's overwhelming, you know, pray the Lord would open another door, especially if you're on the brink of falling back into something, you know, is not healthy and it's not the Lord. I would get out, go to a haven, go to a healthy place and find that refuge.
Yeah, I think the context of sometimes there's needs in family, right? And I mean, my mind first goes to if you're caring for a family member, there are those seasons where, you know, I'm 33 right now and I'm almost waiting for that season where my parents will get to that age and I'll have to move home and I'll be able to take care of them. But that's not right now. And there is a certain responsibility you have if you have siblings in true need and there's true true restoration that needs to happen. But then there's also a time to go and be launched and to be kicked out of the nest, metaphorically. When I was about 19, my mom said full-time work, full-time school, or missions. And thanks to the 2007 recession, I couldn't even get a job at Olive Garden back then. Now everyone's hiring. And so really, I got launched into ministry where you didn't get paid. And it really began the trajectory of my life because I got kicked out of the nest. And in a way, God, you know, ordained it. So then I would go into missions and into ministry right away. And right now it could look differently. Hey, the job market is this and God's going to call you into these vocations. And, but yeah, you have to be launched, but then there's also a time to go home. But there's definitely that time of launching that we're called to.
Yeah. And there comes a time for every young adult that it comes time for them to leave. It comes time for them to go out on their own, to begin their own life outside of life with family and their parents and whatever the situation is. And I think there are times where people feel like in order to honor somebody, that means they need to continue to receive abuse from somebody mm-hmm. or to stay in an unhealthy situation. And that's not necessarily the case. You can honor and be a light by the way that you live your life outside of the four walls of,
right.
of that current residence. And I would just encourage this listener, hey, if you're feeling like, take it before the Lord, take it to him and say, you know, take it to him in fasting and prayer and say, Lord, is it time for me to be going somewhere else? Am I to stay here in an unhealthy and potentially toxic situation to be a light? Or is it time for me to go somewhere far, far away? And sometimes in order to keep good relationship and honoring relationship with your family, sometimes that means that it is time for you to step outside of the walls of that home
yeah.
so that you can walk and you can live your life and you can be a light. It's not in a you do you boo. It's not, you know, go out so you can just do your own thing. It's a I'm going to be a light and it's unhealthy for me to stay in this situation. And the best thing for me to do, people may tell me that I'm being selfish or try to make me feel guilty for leaving that situation. But the reality is that sometimes you can't be the light that you need to be if the oxygen around you is being completely sucked out all the time.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. And even I'm thinking about the story of Joseph, you know, this is a pretty extreme example, but his brother sold him into slavery. And then he was in Egypt. And he ended up actually being a home for them when there was a famine. So God could be calling you out. And then you could be a home for your siblings. And, you know, Joseph literally got to be the second in command of Egypt, the most powerful nation in the world, or at least one of them at the time. So God could be calling you out to call them back in. And the same situation happened with Moses. It was, you know, he had... you know, a bad situation. And then he left to the wilderness and then he came back and helped free the slaves. God sometimes calls you out to call you back in, but you have to have your own encounter with the Lord, no matter how it happens, whether you're running away like Moses or whether it happens to you like Joseph, God will bring you out often to restore things back, just like he's restoring us.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. I think one thing that I would like to add is that if you are in that season, if you are in that transition of determining and you do feel led by the Lord that it's time for you to move outside of that home, be incredibly intentional that you are walking in honor and love and forgiveness, that you're not leaving that home harboring any frustration or bitterness. Mm-hmm. It's okay if there's pain. Pain in a situation is not a bad thing. It's okay if it makes you sad because of the circumstances of why you're leaving, but ensure that when you're leaving, that you are leaving on good terms.
That's right.
That you are walking out with honor, that you have, that within your heart you have had a resolve of forgiveness, and that you're walking out, and as you're leaving, that you are blessing your family on your way out into this new season.
And I would say, AJ, you and I did a training several weeks back about hurt versus, what was the other word? It was
hurt versus harm.
Versus harm. You might hurt someone with that decision. They might not understand it, but you doing it in an honoring way leaves that door. Even if they shut the door, as much as depends on you, leave in peace, leave in grace, leave in honor. But it doesn't mean they're not going to be hurt. You're not harming them. That would be leaving them in disgrace and dishonor. And yeah, I'm out. You guys stink. You're doing these terrible things. I can't stand you. I hate you. I don't want you. That is harmful. Those are harmful words.
Yeah.
But saying, look, I know my heart, and I know God is calling me away from here, and I've got to obey God rather than man. Rather than, I've got to love God and serve Him more than my family. And that's a hard thing to do, but that's what we must do as followers of Jesus, followers of the way, followers of the Holy Spirit. So I think making that decision could hurt, but leave that relational door open as much as depends on you. And know that time and circumstances can, the Lord will heal that. You keep praying for Him, keep loving on that family that's lost or broken. Don't ever give up on them. Keep praying. But you've got to be where the Lord's called you to be.
Yeah. Well, guys, thanks for sitting down and just being a part of this conversation. I hope that this conversation has been helpful for that listener, as well as I hope that it's helpful for more than just that individual, that it prompts some thinking and some processing of what's going on in other people's hearts if they may be in a similar situation.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on the show today. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next one, and we would love if you left us a review. For more information about CTCI and our upcoming programs, be sure to check out ctcilife.org. This podcast is a production of Christian Training Center International, and it is produced by AJ Selby and Seth Stradling.